بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves our worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وقال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. As to what follows, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillah who's blessed us all with one more day of life, Alhamdulillah who's chosen each and every one of us for the biggest blessing in the world, and that is the blessing of being Muslim. And this is something that we should be so thankful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is going to be a reminder for us that just because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with that Islam does not mean we're going to have an easy coasting through this life. The topic for today's khutbah is going to be about being Muslim during the days of fitna. Being Muslim during the days of fitna. And most of you probably know about the fitna that's going on today. Alhamdulillah, it's not going on outside of our masjid, but it's probably going on around other masjids in bigger cities. And I'm talking about this movement of protesters. They're protesting in front of masjid. They're protesting the Muslims in front of the masjid, and they're telling their people to come with weapons. Subhanallah. Protesting people worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. This is the time that we live in, and almost without a shadow of a doubt, it's going to get worse as time goes on. As we get closer to the last days, it's going to be harder and harder for the Muslims to be Muslim, for the Muslims to hold fast to their Islam. So inshallah, today we're going to speak about what should be the proper etiquette, the proper manners of the Muslims when they're dealing with this fitna that they're going to deal with. Brothers and sisters, as all of us know, the life of this world is nothing but a test. The good days and the bad days is nothing but a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know for certain that we're going to be tried. It's not enough for us to just say we believe and then expect Allah to enter us into Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَنْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَنْ تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَّمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ حَلَوْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, or do you think that you're going to enter Jannah without experiencing the fitness, the difficulties that the people that came before you experienced? The answer is no. We're going to have to experience the same difficulties. But the reality is this, brothers and sisters, no matter how bad we may think it is today, the reality is that the believers that came before us, they had it much harder than us. Much harder than us, as we're going to see, inshallah. So brothers and sisters, as long as we're in this dunya, it's always going to be a struggle between haq and batil, between the truth and the falsehood. They're always going to be in conflict. So this is something that we should learn to accept and prepare ourselves for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَلَتَسْمَعُونَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًى كَثِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will certainly hear much that will grieve you, much that will bother you, much that's going to cause you distress from the people who were given the book before you and from the people who commit the shirk. They worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has already warned us. You're going to hear much, you're going to experience much from these people. So it's going to be a fact of life for us, brothers and sisters. But despite the fitna that you see, despite the negative reports of the Muslims in the media, despite all the hate stuff that you see against al-Islam, subhanAllah, the people are still entering Islam. Alhamdulillah. This past week we had a sister who reverted back to al-Islam in this masjid. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. this is something that's going to continue. And that's why it's such a huge blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That He blessed us, He picked us for al-Islam. Subhanallah. Who would ever think that somebody would want to become Muslim if all they see is the negativity out in the news, on TV? The Muslims are bad, the Muslims are this, the Muslims are that. And yet and still, subhanAllah, Allah opens the hearts to al-Islam. Alhamdulillah. As I was speaking to this sister, I was teaching her a little bit about al-Islam. I gave her some nasiha. And this nasiha is not just for her, but really is for us too. And what I explained to her was this. Now that you've become Muslim, expect that there's going to be trials. Expect that you're going to be tested. Expect that the people that you know, they might act differently towards you. Because now you're part of the minority. Now you're part of the few. Now you're part of the people that the other people, they look at funny. And this is the reality. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ إِسْلَامَ بَدَأَ الْغَرِيبَ وَسَيَعُودُ غَرِيبَ كَمَا بَدَأَ فَتُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, verily Islam, it began as something strange. And it's going to go back to being strange as it was in the beginning. But tuba for the ghuraba. Tuba, this means like good news. A tree in Jannah. Promises of Jannah for the strangers. May Allah make us from the strangers. So this is the nasiha that I shared with her. And then I also shared with her a reminder, because she was from the people of the book. I shared with her a reminder of what the people that came before her, before us, experienced in the way of hardship. I reminded her about the people of Nuh, alayhi salam, Prophet Noah. He called his people for over 950 years. And after 950 years, how many people believed in him and got on the boat with him? In some narrations, it said it was 40. In some narrations, it said it was only 80. After 950 years of calling the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For 950 years, that's 950 years of the people abusing him and the believers, the few believers that they were. People making fun of him. People ridiculing him. Subhanallah. And these were just some of the believers that came before us. So the same way they had to go through hardship is the same way we're going to go through hardship. The same way they were the strangers in their day is the same way that we're the strangers today. We're the people that are the people that think they're weird, they're crazy, they worship some foreign god, some Arabian god, they believe in this guy Muhammad. They believe in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they don't say that. May Allah make us from the strangers, brothers and sisters. But as I said, the hardship is nothing new. And even though it might be something that we find difficult to accept, we need to accept it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanAllah, he was the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He showed the people miracles, and yet and still they rejected him. Subhanallah, what about us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِذَا ذُكِّرُوا لَا يَذْكُرُونَ وَإِذَا رَأَوْا آيَاتَ يَسْتَسْخِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rasulullah, you wondered at the way they made fun of you. You were amazed by the way they made fun of you. Talking about to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when you reminded them, they didn't benefit from the reminder. And when these people, when they see a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they make fun of it. They reject it and they make fun of it. So this is the attitude of the disbelievers, the people that make fun of Islam. And it's just for us to deliver the message, and they can either accept it or let it go. It's up to them. The brothers and sisters, as I said, sometimes the difficulty, you know, it may get to us. Sometimes we may become impatient, especially when we're being treated badly, especially when people look at you funny, talk to you bad, treat you bad. We may find it hard to be difficult, but we need to remember the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is a hadith that many of us probably know. Imam Bukhari has related, an Habab ibn Arat radiallahu anhu, قال شقاونا إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو متوسد بردة له في دل القعبة. Habab رضي الله عنه, he said, we came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم while he was in the shade of the Kaaba. He was in the shade of the Kaaba, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And Habab says, we came to him complaining. We came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم complaining to him. قلنا له ألا تستنصر لنا ألا تدعو الله لنا. They said to Rasulullah, oh Rasulullah, won't you ask for help for us? Oh Rasulullah, won't you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes things easier for us? Khabbab radiallahu anhu, we're going to talk about him in a second. But this is what they came to the him and the Sahaba that were with him, they came to Rasulullah complaining to him. Things were getting hard. They were suffering. They were being oppressed. And they said, Rasulullah, can't you make this easier for us? Just ask Allah to help. Ask Allah to relieve us from this. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to them? Rasulullah, he sat up and he said to them, by way of reminder, he said, they would bring a believer from the believers before you, and they would place him in a hole that they had dug for him, and they would bury him in it, and they would bring a saw, and they would take this saw across the top of his head and cut him in half. And still those believers would not let go of their Islam. They would not let go of their religion. And he said that they would come to these people, the believers, and they would take iron combs, like a rake or something like that, iron combs, and they would comb the flesh, the skin right off of their bones, so that their skin and their muscle and their nerves would come right off. And yet and still the believers would hold fast to their religion. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَلَكِنَّكُمْ تَسْتَأْجِلُونَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, but you are people who are hasty. You are people who are impatient. Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are people who are in a hurry. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Khabbab radiallahu anhu and the people that are with him. Now many of us know this hadith. But how many of us know who Khabbab radiallahu anhu was? Because this is very important for us to get the maximum benefit from this hadith. Many of us know this hadith. The people come to complain to Rasulullah. He tells them, you're not being patient. The people that came before you, they went through hardships much more than you are. Khabbab radiallahu anhu, Khabbab ibn Arat radiallahu anhu, he was an Arab slave in Mecca. He was from the Arab slaves in Mecca. And the slaves in Mecca, they were the ones who experienced the harshest oppression from the disbelievers, from the Quraysh. They were the ones that received the maximum amount of punishment and torture because they were slaves. They were nobody in that society. Khabbab radiallahu anhu, he belonged to a woman, and her name was Anmar, Ummi Anmar. Ummi Anmar, she was the owner of Khabbab radiallahu anhu, and she had bought Khabbab because he was a blacksmith, the people that make things with metal, a blacksmith, Aynan. And so she had bought him because of this skill. So it said that when she found out that Khabbab had become Muslim, what she did was she gathered a gang from Mecca, a gang of young men from Mecca, and she told them, beat him up. SubhanAllah, this is her slave, and she's saying, beat him up, because he became Muslim. So Khabbab radiallahu anhu, he comes back to his shop one day, and there's a bunch of Quraysh around his shop. And they start messing with him, they start harassing him, until finally he admits that he became Muslim. He says, the next thing I know, they're beating me down, and after that, I lost consciousness. And when I woke up, I was bloody. And so began the torture of Khabbab radiallahu anhu. It said that Ummi Anmar, the owner of Khabbab, what she would do is this. You know how the blacksmiths have that fire and they're building it up and making it red so that they can make the metal soft. What she would do is she would wait until Khabbab removes a piece of metal from the fire. She would take it from him and put it on his back. And just cook his back. Brand him with that hot iron from the fire. Just over and over and over again. It says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he was passing by the shop and he could hear the screams of Khabbab radiallahu anhu as he was being tortured like this. And Rasulullah, he put his hands up to the sky, he made dua to Allah, oh Allah, help, help Khabbab. So this was Khabbab radiallahu anhu. This was the sahabi who came to Rasulullah that he couldn't take anymore. SubhanAllah. He came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Rasulullah, ila mata. Until when, Rasulullah? Until when are we going to keep being tortured like this? Won't you please make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then going back to the hadith, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He said, you are people who are in a rush. You are people who are impatient. And then he reminded them of the people that came before us. Wallahi, the little oppression and hardship that we experience as Muslims today is nothing compared to the people that came before us. Look at how they punished the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. They starved them. They prevented them from drinking water. They carried them out into the desert and they put stones and rocks on top of them. And still they wouldn't renounce their Islam. SubhanAllah. And today, maybe, alhamdulillah, there's nobody out there today. But maybe in another masjid there are. There's people outside protesting Islam. And the Muslims, we become impatient. The Muslims, we want to go out there and fight. SubhanAllah. This is not the way of the Muslim. This is not the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So brothers, the take-home message from this is that we need to have sabr. We need to be patient for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nobody's saying that it's going to be easy. But we need to be patient for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, look at what Rasulullah said to Khabbab radiallahu anhu. What would Rasulullah say to us today? How many of us we could go to Rasulullah and say, Ya Rasulullah, the people, they're looking at me funny. Ya Rasulullah, the people, they're making fun of the way I dress. Ya Rasulullah, the people, they look at me and they don't treat me right. SubhanAllah, what kind of complaints are these compared to the people that came before us? Wallahi is nothing. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, verily in the example of Rasulullah, you have the best example to follow. The best example is the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For whosoever is looking forward to his meeting in the Akhirah and his meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, let's try our best to emulate the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of us know about the old lady who used to throw her trash on top of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Day on end, she would just throw her trash. The next day, throw her trash on top of him, just waiting for him to come by in the early morning. Subhanallah. And then one day, Rasulullah, he's passing by and nothing comes down. So Rasulullah, what does he do? He goes and knocks on the door. And a weak voice calls out from inside, come in. And when she sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she says, I can't do nothing to you today. I can't fight. In other words, don't do nothing to me. I can't defend myself. This is what the old lady says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did Rasulullah say to her? Did he go in there and start beating her down? No. Rasulullah said, I was concerned for you. Every day this happens and today it didn't happen, so I was wondering if you were okay. And that's when he found out that she was sick. And some narrations say Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam helped to feed her. Subhanallah. He helped to feed this woman who was abusing him all this time before. This is the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, this is the example that we need to try our best to follow. And it may be difficult, but we need to remember, when we go out there and we deal with the ignorant people, we represent al-Islam to the world. We don't just represent ourselves. We represent al-Islam to the world, so we need to set the best example for them. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the people who are patient for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's told us throughout the Quran how the Muslim should deal with the people who are ignorant. And wallahi, this is straight up ignorance. For somebody to stand outside and protest people worshiping Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it be in a church or a synagogue or in a masjid, for people to stand outside and protest people worshiping Allah, subhanallah. This is ridiculous. And then for these same people to say, we're patriots. SubhanAllah, this is hypocrisy. Where's the freedom of religion for everybody? Without a doubt, these are the ignorant people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells us how to deal with the ignorant people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, اِدْفَ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ سَيِّئَةً نَحْنُ أَلَّمُ بِمَا يَصِفُونَ. Repel the evil with that which is better. Repel this ignorance with something which is better. And Allah says, verily, we're well acquainted with what they do, with what they say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's going on. So brothers and sisters, it's for us to repel the ignorance with wisdom. Repel this bad behavior with good behavior. Let's give the people something to look up to. Let's not sink down to the level of the ignorant people, because then we'll be just as ignorant as they are. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about his special slaves, the Ibad al-Rahman, and I've said this before, I will say it again. The Ibad al-Rahman, the special servants of al-Rahman. May Allah make us from those. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about them, وَإِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ حَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the special servants of al-Rahman are those people who walk in the earth with humility. They're humble. And when they encounter the ignorant people, they say to them, Salam. Salam. Peace. I don't want any trouble. I'm not going to sit here and fight your response to your jahiliyah, your ignorance. Peace. This is the way that we're supposed to be. May Allah make it easy for us to be like this. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also said about dealing with the ignorant people, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَقَالُوا لَنَا أَمَلُّنَا ولاكم أعمالكم سلام عليكم لا تبتغي الجاهلين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about dealing with the ignorant people, and when they hear this evil talk, they withdraw from it. They stay away from it. There's no need to engage with the ignorance. This is what the believers do. They avoid it. They move back. They leave it alone. And they say to us is what we do, and to you is what you do. Peace. And we don't follow the way of the jahileen, the ignorant people. So this is again how we're supposed to be, brothers and sisters. Don't go out there and fight the ignorance with ignorance. Don't go out there and respond to the ignorant behavior of the people who they don't know any better. Or if they do know better, they don't care. Let them be ignorant on their own. And wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show who's right and who's wrong. Wallahi, when these messages went out on the internet about what they were planning to do with the protest, people who were not Muslim, they started speaking out about this ignorance. They were the first ones to say, this is ridiculous. These people are ignorant. These people are foolish. What are they doing? So much so that in some places they canceled it. They had to cancel these protests that they were planning because the people around them said, we're not having it. So subhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his soldiers are everywhere, and they can be anyone. So it's for us to be Muslim to the best of our ability and to set the best example for the people. And brothers and sisters, I just want to leave us with one bit of good news. One bit of good news for the people who are patient for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because wallahi, as time goes on, it's going to be harder and harder for the Muslims to be patient. It's going to be harder and harder for us to hold on to our Islam, to hold on to the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَإِنَّ مِنْ وَرَائِكُمْ أَيَّامًا صَبْرُ فِيهِنَّ مِثْلُ الْقَدِّ عَلَى الْجَمْرِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ahead of you are difficult days. Ahead of you are difficult days during which it's going to be harder to be patient in them than it is to hold on to a hot coal. For a person to be patient during these difficult days that are coming, it's going to be just like holding on to a hot coal. You know, like you start a barbecue and you got the grill and the coals are turning red and they're ready for you to cook on them. Imagine grabbing one of those hot coals and seeing how long you can hold on to it. This is how difficult it's going to be for the Muslims to be patient during the days of fitna. May Allah make us from the patient. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لِلْآمِلِ فِيهِنَّ مِثْلُ أَجْرِ هَمْسِينَ رَجُلًا يَأْمَلُونَ مِثْلَ أَمَلِكُمْ. Rasulullah said, during these days, the people who are patient will receive the reward of 50 people like you who are doing the good deeds. During these days of difficulty, the people, they will receive a reward equivalent to the deeds of 50 of you. So the people, they said, Ya Rasulullah, أَجْرُ حَمْسِينَ رَجُلًا مِنَّا أَوْ مِنْهُمْ. They said, O Messenger of Allah, are you talking about 50 people like us? These are the Sahaba, radiallahu anhu. 50 people like us or like them? قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ لَا بَلْ أَجْرُ حَمْسِينَ مِنْهُمْ. Rasulullah said, nay, the reward of 50 people like you. SubhanAllah. 50 people like the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, for the person who's patient during the days of fitna. May Allah make us from these people. Can you imagine that? We can never catch up to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. We can never catch up to the good things that they did. But Rasulullah is saying in the days of fitna that's coming, going to happen in the future, whoever is patient for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll get the reward of the people, 50 people like you, the good deeds that you did. SubhanAllah. This is wonderful news. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throwing us a bone, giving us hope. So may Allah make us from the sabirun. May Allah make us from the people who follow the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us strong and patient for his sake. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to deal with wisdom with the people of ignorant heart. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be patient for his sake. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to be the best example for the peoples.